everybody wants to try to keep a low throne. We the people really gotta go for broke, though. And MAGA, 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 MAGA like a mofo. Everybody wanna MAGA like a mofo. But everybody wants to try to keep a low throne. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Circus.
Am I the only one that doesn't buy into the lies? Am I the only one that doesn't wear a disguise? If I can't break it, and I can't change it, then tell me how will I know? Am I the only one that isn't just here for the show?
Welcome to the
Right, everybody gets strapped in. People in the chat room are saying Rumble's been giving them a hard time, but you guys have been very kind to each and every host. Hosts like Kevin Smith, thank you very much for handing off what's going on. He covered, he had a couple of really cool clips. I love high-speed chases, by the way. I need to do more high-speed chases. You know, they say crime is down. High-speed chases are up. Crime is down. Murders are going like crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, crime is not down in the United States of America. The Democrats will have you believe that because they have been incrementally over 40 years, slowly but surely, destroying every single metropolitan area. And, of course, those people that have been festering in their Democrat Marxist stew. You know, you get them all primed on their EBT cards, of course. Oh, they wig out, by the way, if they can't buy potato chips on EBT. They're wigging out. No more smokes! Can't get any cigarettes. Can't get any unhealthy snacks. That's not for sustenance. Ding-ling. Right? You need to get government cheese. We need to set up warehouses, ladies and gentlemen. Warehouses for people that live in areas, especially in the inner city where they're taking God out. So the church is certainly not going to take care of them. The churches have been commandeered by FEMA, and FEMA has it set up as a vaccination distribution facility. That's all the churches are for, especially in the metro area. But you know what? People are starting to figure it out. People are starting to figure it out, and especially the, I'm sorry to call them people, the Democrat supporters. I got a guy down the street. This guy, I live in a, it's a friendly neighborhood. It really, really is. Isn't it a great, great place here where we live? It's a really nice place. People are nice. Sorry, I'm talking to my studio audience, or Big A, who's sitting across the room. It's a nice area. Friendly people. We got this one guy that's got the sign out in front of his house. There's no kings, you know. He's got Joe Biden stickers. And he's only come out of his house. I've seen him once. He's sitting on the internet just stewing in Marxist, baby. Right? And he comes out. He's just like clammy white skin. He's been sitting on the internet. Ugh, just all disgusting. The filthy people over there. And they think there's no crime. There's no crime. Oh, look at Christina Bob. Love her. I'm going to bring her on. I'll be having her come on here. My peeps in the background. I need to make a note. Get Christina Bob on the show. She's saying that D.C. crime has been normalized. Anybody that says that there's, you know, crime hasn't increased in D.C. has literally convinced you that the way they've slow-cooked you into accepting whatever level of crime there is greater than Fallujah, okay? My God, the place is so freaking dangerous. But guess what? Here's the bottom line now. Even the Democrats are now saying, because you know what? Here's the bottom line. I may sometimes sound racist. These are racist people against us, so I'm countering it. Like, if you can be racist, I'll be racist, okay? But I'm not racist. I'm really not. And I don't need to make up any excuses. I'm not racist. You know what? I can't stand my derogatory comments towards somebody that might be Black American is the same towards white Americans. You know, we have those people that we could. I think we need an N-word for white people that are, you know what I mean? What's the N-word for white people? Those people that are, they're just bottom feeders. What's the N-word that we can use? Tell me in the chat room. And be nice. Don't use the N-word. That's very, very offensive. We don't do that. But what is the white word that we can apply, or the N-word that we can apply to white people? Because the same thing applies. Look at that. He put up my thumbnail. Unbelievable. Eli does the best thumbnails. I've been trying to help him out. He's had a busy schedule, stuff going on. So I put our top news headline up in the following fashion. I don't know what happened there, but we got it. There we are. Democrats now secretly support. Are we frozen or something here? What's going on? Oh, there we go. Fantastic. Democrats are secretly supporting Trump's D.C. takeover. You know why? Black Americans living in an inner city, I don't care what neighborhood you're at. Families don't want crime. They want security. They want peace. They don't want their kids to get shot. Come on. Come on, you guys. Nobody wants high crime. You don't want a bunch of kid thugs coming and taking your stuff. This is the appropriate thing to do. President Trump is dedicating a lot of resources to making sure that crime goes away. And it certainly is. But they're relenting now. They are. Before we get to it, I want to find out how creative you guys are with your N-words. And I don't want to be racist. I call white trash. That's right. That's the equivalent, right? I would say, right, like I don't use the N-word. But I refer to them on, you know, many other words that are probably even worse because they're scumbags. They're like white trash. White trash, black trash. How about that? Is that good? Is that fair? White trash. What? Nuggins. That's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. Yeah. Because the N-word that's associated with that thing towards racist people, back in the days of slavery and the civil rights movement, hurts. McGroin says her adrenochrome must be running low. That's hilarious. Had to step away for a call, Pete. Excellent interviews last night with Flynn and Bevelin. Tune in tonight. I do. I've done thousands of interviews since 2011. All right, and this is what I'm being told, so I'll just relay it to you. Okay, I'm the best interviewer on the planet. Where do I hear that from? I hear that from especially the people that are being interviewed. They love doing interviews with me. I'm a very skilled professional. And I learn typically right in front of, you know, this little ticker thing going on with Rumble. Could you be any more obvious that you have us just going backwards? We start out, you know, 1800, then, you know, 1790, then 1780, then 1770. And then could you be any more obvious with the algorithmic trickle down? Seriously, could you? Nobody's leaving here, Rumble. Why are you showing that? No one's leaving. I haven't even said anything. Why would they leave? Not because I didn't say anything. Actually, if I didn't say anything and people leave, we want them to go because they're looking for a dopamine hit, right? Get to the news. We will get to the news. Have you ever looked up what the N-word really means? It means stupid in the dictionary, from what I remember. Possibly, yeah. So white trash, black trash, same thing. We have them on both sides. But the crime that exists in any city in America, nobody wants that. Not even the Democrats. Joe Scarborough just did a segment. Let's listen to him. He starts to bring up some points. I mean, anybody that is fighting against the Democrats that were running D.C. were saying, oh my goodness, we had somebody get shot and killed. We need more police. Trump says, okay, I'll give you more police. They said, oh my God, you're a dictator. What the frick? What the hell? What do you mean? You just said I want more police. I know, but he can't do it. He's Trump. You're so deranged. You can't even stop and think. We want some security. We want peace. And you don't have to use troops. Okay? Troops don't have to go out there and shoot anybody. Just their mere presence is going to stop people from robbing somebody's car, you know, stealing somebody's car. Don't you agree with that? Seriously. Just the mere presence alone. They're there just driving around. You could take the National Guard and say, I want you to go out there and drive around in circles in the intersection. That's going to be the safest intersection you've ever gone to. And they didn't even pull their weapon out. You know, they got their MREs and they're eating crackers. Right? I love being with you guys. I don't care what that Rumble pre-programmed ticker is doing. And it starts early in the morning. We have start off 22,000 people. And then basically it trickles down all the way to when I go live at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on LFA TV. Democrats secretly supporting President Trump's moves.
This is a fascinating story because so many people have been calling me over the past couple of days going, you know, Washington should have gotten involved years ago. This place is dangerous. It's a mess. It's a wreck and whatever. And then they'll go on Twitter, go, this is the worst outrage of all time. The shocking, which I understand. It's like people need to express their concerns about Donald Trump going too far. We saw what happened back in 2020 with the National Guard. Certainly can't have any repeat of that. Don't want the federalization of the entire city. But man, I don't care what the crime statistics say. Crime has been a problem in this city for the 32 years I've been living inside and outside of the city. It's just, you know, even now, Meek and I, we're talking to somebody who lives in the city. These are all Democrats who said, you know, our friends won't walk more than three blocks in D.C. at night without feeling complete opposite of New York City, where I'll walk 40, 50 blocks at night and not think twice about it in New York City, in Midtown, downtown. I mean, New York is a safe, safe place. Washington, D.C., man, it's door to door. I mean, I get one of those bikes, you know, me. I love riding the bikes around. I'll ride around, and I go door to door. I don't slow down. It's very dangerous there. Glad the crime rates are going down, but there is no sense of security for people who've been living in that city for 30 years.
And the question is, what is the remedy to that? The crime stats are down. They're right. Highest, you know, relative to previous right. years. They are, in fact, down, but it doesn't feel safe to a lot of people, as you say, Joe. So the question is, what do you do about that? And a lot of people disagree right. with the president's choice here, which he's deploying the National Guard now to Washington, effectively taking over the city's police department. He made that announcement yesterday, putting Attorney General Pam Bondi in charge. As we heard a minute ago, he called it Liberation Day for the nation's capital amid claims from him and others that D.C. is one of the most dangerous cities in the world.
This issue directly impacts the functioning of the federal government and is a threat to America, really. It's a threat to our country. We have other cities also that are bad, very bad. You look at Chicago, how bad it is. You look at Los Angeles.
No, seriously. You guys, this is a big thing, all right? And you need to consider twofold. He's done a terror designation of MS-13. They're in our interior. They're everywhere. These are like professional assassins, gangsters. They're setting up organized criminal crime syndicates, all that stuff. It's time to bring the hammer down on that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you agree? Lucy be gone. People in New York better wake up. Yeah. NYPD, they're pretty good. You know what? You know why NYPD is pretty good? Because you ever walk down the street in Times Square? How many cops do you run into? They're right there. Right? They're right there. They're present. We need some presence. We could probably even get some volunteerism going, having people present maybe with a, you know, a red, you know, just dress up like a road cone. People are going to be less likely to commit crimes. But the big organized criminals, you know, that are running around with guns and stuff like that, we need the backup, even of our law enforcement, because these guys are heavily armed, I'm telling you. Law enforcement needs to be backed up by National Guard folks. I mean, I hate to say it. We're in a national emergency. If the National Guard dressed in a DC cop uniform, nobody would care. Yeah, I mean, again, it's a deterrent to crime, all right? And I listen, and I want this for people in the inner city as well. I do. I want it. I don't care what color you are. It's not a color thing. Bummed when they switch from sea rats over to MREs. There you go. You're dating yourself there, MD. Yeah, AV 1965. Sea rats, those cans had dents in them. It was bad news. MREs are pretty cool. I always like the crackers. What else did I like? My MREs. That's it. I like the crackers. Cheese and crackers. That's what I loved. I always used to trade out. I trade out my Spam because it was in, you know, if you didn't heat it up right, you get that jelly, nasty oil stuff in there. AK-47, drug cartels, they're in the interior. We have terrorists in the interior, folks. President Trump has to pre-position troops, okay? We got to beautify our cities, too. The Democrats have made a freaking mess of our cities. Oh, we got homeless everywhere. Look at their pooping in the streets. There's a poop map in San Francisco.
Tell us how bad it is. We have other cities that are very bad. New York.
By the way, do you guys think I rant too much? We're steady on our numbers. Rumble must be listening. Look at that. Everybody click that thumbs up button. Let's push past this little thing they got going on, this little day-long trickle down. I don't get it. It tells me something funny's going on behind the scenes there. We have a great audience. If we have five people, they're real, they're staying, they enjoy us. That's what I want. We don't need, you know, 18 trillion people, you know, when we're on either front page or when we're off. You know, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, where do those billions of people go that seem to be on, you know, first? Where do they all go? Are they even there to begin with, I wonder? I don't know. I don't like fake stuff. I've been doing this since 2011. I've never watched that. Okay. Cause you know what? I got haters and people will leave. I'm not for everybody. I'm not. But guess what? Those people that do like the show also like, you know, they didn't like President Trump when he's tweeting too much. He's not professional enough. They said that about me. Oh, Pete, you're a little bit rough. Yeah, that's right. You freaking like it rough.
York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities.
We're not.
This.
We're not.
And this will go
We're not.
Further.
And I'm speaking to every American, okay? I'm going to speak to every American. We're not going to have your family sitting there in squalor. We're not going to have your family sitting there afraid to go outside because there's helicopters and there's gunshots everywhere. We're not going to. I don't care what color you are. We live in the United States of America. We're going to send backup.
We're starting very strongly with D.C. and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly, as they say. So you'll have more police and you'll be so happy because you'll be safe when you walk down the street. You're going to see police or you're going to see FBI agents. We're going to have a lot of agents on the street. And you're going to have a lot of essentially military. And we will bring in the military if it's needed, by the way.
No. Don't bring in the military. You know, Willie, what's interesting about this list, first of all, I don't know what problems he has in New York City. Again, crime in that city and quality of life in that city, though after COVID went down, I mean, my God, I think New York City is safer now than it's been in like 55 years, 60 yeah. years. I mean, the stats are just off the charts. And throughout most of New York, people just don't feel the menace that you feel, not only in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, Washington, D.C. is a special case. It's the nation's capital. And again, my beef going back to my days in Congress always was, well, white why isn't Congress doing more? I mean, they're really letting the nation's capital be guided by the lunacy of Marion Barry and some people on the city council that have some crazy ideas about, you know, stopping the police from doing their jobs. But it's the nation's capital. So I think Congress and the president should have stepped in 30 years ago. But the president left some cities off the list. Of course, red state cities that actually some of the most dangerous cities in America, whether you're talking about Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, or a lot of other cities in red states that are
Memphis, Tennessee. You guys want to hear what's going on in Memphis? Listen to this. Listen to this. This is Memphis, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not Fallujah, okay? It's Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, you know what? I said it earlier, okay? In Fallujah, they don't even expend that much ammunition. Marines in Fallujah, you know, they're popping off around here and there. The only time you hear that kind of gunfire, that means you're unloading all of your magazines. You don't want to expend that much ammunition. You're going to die. You're going to listen to the gunfire. Listen to that. Memphis, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. Crime has gone down. Crime has gone down. You know, I want you to hear this, okay? Because we do have to pick on them politically. First of all, I say anybody that goes to Congress, they should have to pass a test, okay? And that is to run a lemonade stand for 2 weeks consecutively. And make sure that it's profitable so they can understand how to manage a checkbook and, you know, what they say and do is going to impact their checkbook before they go manage the American people's checkbook. Like when you say, we're going to defund the police, what impact does that have? I mean, literally, who wants to go buy a house, a small little house, middle American type family that's working at the local Denny's, flipping burgers, you want to go live in D.C. It is crime infested, I'm telling you, okay? Memphis, Tennessee, this is crazy. But we got to pick on the Democrats. The Democrats have set this up to, you know, through slowly, incrementally getting you to, look at, relatively speaking, we're not as violent as Chicago. Oh, that should be the standard. Yeah. So they're normalizing the crime that they've created over 30 years. We should have zero crime. Listen, I was in Japan, okay? At a time when the vending machines didn't even have a lock on the stuff you would go get. If you stole something, unbelievable. What would happen? That the society would pummel you. Forget about the police. Can you imagine having vending machines that have no locks on it? They got sandwiches and, you know, candy bars in there. What would happen if they set that up here in the United States of America? What kind of culture do we live in? Would people go there and just open it up and take out a candy bar and a sandwich? Come on, tell me the truth. Do you think so? You think Americans are like that? Do you believe that Americans would just have their way? And the Democrats keep claiming they have the exclusive rights to take care of the black people in the inner city. They keep saying it over and over again. It's been going on for decades. I need serenity in a place where I can hide. I need serenity. Nothing changes. Days go by, says Nickster. That's right. That's right. Put bamboo under their fingernails. Yeah, that's right. Hi, everybody, says Mary Am. Taking a little break before I get ready to go out to dinner. I have been moving some furniture around and cleaning. Oh, okay, excellent. Thank you for all of that detail, Mary Am. That's great. Definitely move your furniture, clean, go to dinner. What kind of ingredients are you putting in your soup, right? Yes. Thank you so much, Marianne, for sharing that with us. You know, I'm not the best person to be coddling you. Wood chippers. Yeah, that's right, Miss Q. Listen to what Ronald Reagan says in this clip. It's so appropriate. It's one of the best jokes ever. Tell me if you guys agree.
Watch this to the end. You're going to die laughing.
Yeah. Story about a woman who walked into a bridal shop one day, told the sales clerk that she was looking for a wedding gown for her fourth wedding. Well, the saleswoman asked, just exactly what type of dress are you looking for? A long, flowing white dress with a veil, she responded with assurance. Not totally convinced, but afraid to offend the woman, the sales lady said, you know, dresses of that nature are usually more appropriate for brides who are being married for the first time, for those a bit more innocent, if you know what I mean. Well, the lady retorted and put her hand on her hip. I do know what you mean, and I can assure you I'm as innocent as the rest of them. Despite all my marriages, I remain as innocent as any first-time bride. Well, you see, my first husband was a dear, sweet man. It was a terrible tragedy, actually. All the excitement of the wedding was simply too much for him, and he died as we checked into the hotel on our wedding night. I'm sorry to hear that, said the clerk, but what about the others? Well, my second husband and I got into a terrible fight in the limousine on the way to our wedding reception. We haven't spoken since and got the marriage quickly annulled. What about your third husband, asked the store clerk. Well, the woman replied, he was a Democrat. And every night, for 4 years, he just sat on the edge of the bed and told me how good it was going to be.
You got it? For several years. He just sat on the other. This is what you get from these people. This is what you get. Let's go back to Scarborough.
This is a fascinating.
This is a fascinating. Let's go back to
lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly, as they say.
Yes.
You'll have more police, and you'll be so happy, because you'll be safe. When you walk down the street, you're going to see police, or you're going to see FBI agents. We're going to have a lot of agents on the street, and you're going to have a lot of, essentially, military, and we will bring in the military if it's needed, by the way.
No. Don't bring in the military. You know, Willie, what's interesting about this list, first of all, I don't know what problems he has in New York City. Again, crime in that city and quality of life in that city, though after COVID went down, I mean, my God, I think New York City's safer now than it's been in like 55 years, 60 yep. years. I mean, the stats are just off the charts. And throughout most of New York, people just don't feel the menace that you feel, not only in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, Washington, D.C. is a special case. It's the nation's capital. And again, my beef going back to my days in Congress always was, well, why isn't Congress doing more? I mean, they're really letting the nation's capital be guided by the lunacy of Marion Barry and some people on the city council that have some crazy ideas about, you know, stopping the police from doing their jobs. But it's the nation's capital. So I think Congress and the president should have stepped in 30 years ago. But the president left some cities off the list. Of course, red state cities that actually some of the most dangerous cities in America, whether you're talking about Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, or a lot of other cities in red states that are per person just as dangerous or actually more dangerous than Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, he put Baltimore on there, he put Chicago on there, he put L.A. on there. Noteworthy that the governors of all three of those states are serious candidates to run for president in 2028.
You know what? I don't care about the politics anymore, okay, folks? Seriously, I mean, just think about it. President Trump says, I want everyone to live in a safe neighborhood. And we have people that are pushing back on that. What's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with that? These are crazy, crazy Trump deranged people. Muriel Bowser, because of the high crime escalation, was asking for more police. President Trump stepped up and said, you'll get police, federal police and troops. And they said, no, you're a dictator. Okay, what do you want? You want more police? More policing? Whatever happened to defunding the police, ladies and gentlemen? What happened to that? Exactly. Listen to Senator Kennedy. I love this guy. So awesome. He's so freaking awesome.
I believe that America's and Louisiana's future can be better than our present or our past. I believe that. I believe that we're only as good as our dreams, and we're only as valuable as our children. But I'm not going to bubble wrap it, folks. The water in Washington, D.C. is not going to clear up until you get the pigs out of the creek. And that's just a fact. And I've seen them. All 4 feet and their snout in the trough. And nobody's coming to save us but ourselves. I hope you'll help me fight for our state and our country. You know, so many of the Washington elites, they call us deplorables. Our smelly Walmart shoppers. I love Walmart. They think we're not real people, but we are real people. And we need to get real mad. We need to get real mad.
Yeah, let's get real mad. This is D.C. last night. Watch this. What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? These people, they have. First of all, they don't even, some of these families, quote unquote, if you want to call them that, they don't even know who their freaking baby daddy is. Family units busted up, all right? You can call me racist for saying that, but it's predominantly in black inner city neighborhoods. The baby daddy's, you know, he's a felon in prison, you know? So they don't have a proper upbringing. They cannot respect authority because that's not what they do, you know. They've been listening to gangster rap. Gangster rap doesn't say respect authority, does it? That's why you get these people. I mean, has anybody out there right now that's in our chat room ever just like threw themselves at a cop or pushed a cop like that? Any of us? No. Why? Because we're scared? No. You just don't do that. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. We have to have a certain level of respect for authority. Do you guys agree?
These people here in D.C., all these mothers, children been killed in the streets by juveniles, being carjacked by juveniles.
The five girls who attacked Reggie Brown were all tried and found responsible as juveniles. Currently under D.C. law, juvenile offenders can only be held until they're 21, so the girls will all get out within the next few years. Israel says she wants D.C. crime penalties to be tougher so that juveniles who commit murder can be held for life.
Listen, instead of them sending them to yoga class, take these kids, get them off the street, and put them in freaking boot camps, okay? Put them in boot camp until they can get through phase one, two, and three of boot camp, graduate from it, then we'll send you back out on the street. And if they can't, you know what you do? You recycle them. You say, oh, you want to be a wise guy, huh? Good. You're going back to phase one. You're going to stay in. Treat them like jarheads, like Marines. Phase one, two, three, right? Just put them to boot camp. They're going to be physically fit. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to show up to work on time. Make them go out and pick up trash, right? clean up the cities, scrub the freaking sidewalks and the curbs. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes. You agree with me? That's what needs to be done with these kids. Boot camp would straighten them up. Right, Jerry 2032? Here's Las Vegas. Look at this. Look at this cop. Can you imagine that? Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I give you very specific instructions. I say, you know, please click that thumbs up button, right? You guys help us out. You click that thumbs up button. Look at somebody tell Rumble to make it look a little bit more obvious what they're doing. It's like click, 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 click. It just goes backwards like a time machine since this morning. I've been watching it all day, just 10 at a time. You know, set your algorithm up to make it go up and down and, you know, make it look like you're not, you don't have it on some sort of a automated whatever it is that they're doing. I don't know what it is. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to say 2 days in a row I watched it happen. 10, 5, 2, 3, up 1, 5. It's just gradually, incrementally. I've been doing this since 2011. It's physically impossible to create a backwards algorithmic deconstruction of all those fake numbers. Okay? Sorry. I'm going to call it what it is. It's not just LFA. I mean, just something's going on there. It's weird. Weird. Seriously. It's like, you know, on your face, bitch. That's right. I want you guys to do what I tell you to do, and everybody lives. And when Jeremy tells you what to do, everybody lives, and you'll live better. See? That's right. You thought I was going to say something derogatory and rude? No. Do as Jeremy says, and everybody lives, and you're going to live better.
Hey guys, what's going on? I got an incredible offer here for you from Pure Health Research. This is going to blow your mind. Look, I know so many people out there, especially as we get older, we want to drop a few pounds. We lose a little energy. We lose a little testosterone. We lose a little, you know, estrogen. We just lose as we get older. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to gain. And this message is just for you. Pure Health Research is on a mission to what? Make America healthy again. They are aligned with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s mission, and I'm aligned with that. Their two best-selling health supplements right now that are leading the way is the Liver Health Formula. Over 100 million Americans are sluggish because of a liver that is riddled with fatty deposits. This can kill your metabolism, pile on pounds, make you feel tired, all that. Liver Health Formula will take care of that. It supports your liver health with special nutrients like artichoke extract and milk thistle. This is one of the easiest ways to slim down. Next is the lymph system support. If you struggle with fluid buildup or swelling in your legs, ankles, been there, done that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to be for you. The natural ingredient in the lymph system formula helps gently flush extra fluids and toxins out of the body. Right now, you can get a limited time offer, 35% off right now, 35% off by going to purehealthresearch.com and using promo code LFA. That's Pure Health Research. Right now, use promo code LFA and you'll get 35% off targeted products. I need something for this. I need something for that. They got it. And I want you to check out the reviews online. They are through the roof. Purehealthresearch.com, promo code LFA.
Thank you, Jeremy. You know, have you ever heard me mention Dilly Meme Team? I've also mentioned that, I mean, I love their work. I hope you guys do too. I haven't seen this one that I'm about to play. And I want to find out if you guys are following them. If you like me playing Dilly Memes. I love it. They're so loyal. They're not like a waffling freaking slob like Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. You know what I mean? They don't waffle based on clicks. No, they stay the course. They put out great messaging. Do you guys like it when I play? And I don't get paid a dime at all. I love their stuff. I love sharing it. I'm going to click play on this first one that just dropped in that my team's asking me to share with our listening audience.
Campaign, they got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught.
There's no escape. Your deranged Trump hating.
Trump will not be president.
Has returned, stabbed you like a knife.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask?
Attacking our president with a Russian hoax and millions of slanderous lies.
Infamous dossier on Trump.
I am so surprised that your criminal demise is we expose every receipt, every secret you kept as you undermine. Now we're coming for every one of you. It's time for you to pay the price.
What did you guys think of that? I freaking loved it. I loved it. Pencil necks going to jail. Pencil necks going to jail. Oh, I want to see that guy perp walk so bad. Of all of them, who is the one person that you're going to enjoy watching a perp walk of the most? Who is it? Me, it's going to be John Brennan. Who will you love to see? Ladies and gentlemen, back to the overall theme. Crime is not down. Crime is not down, ladies and gentlemen. Even the Democrats are secretly supporting our efforts to get crime off the streets. Here is a video of a July 31st Seattle shooting. Taking a handgun to a wheelchair-bound man. Nice. Show me your ID. Is that what he said? He said, show me your ID. Okay. See, this is the mentality. All right. You've got like multiple layers of this thing. You've got the criminal top echelon, right? criminal that the left wants. Oh, they're just the Family Guy. He's not MS-13. You know what that voice was? You guys like my voices? That was the voice of a left-hearted transgender. Yeah, he doesn't know how to spell MS-13. That is disgusting. So you got the high-end terrorist criminal. Crime's not down. It was actually increased when Joe Biden spent years pulling people over the border, distributing criminals all throughout the United States. They're all pre-positioned. Then you've got the leftards that are running the government that are supposed to be dealing with them. And they say, well, if you come across a violent person, you have to consider that, you know, you got to be nice to them. You know, maybe we'll send social workers. Now, what was that the voice of? A government bureaucratic transgender tard. So you got the criminal, the government. Then you got the police who are literally just freaking road cones out in the middle of the freeway, you know. They're getting run over. Police recruitment is way down. How many of you out there have submitted your ICE application? Anybody out there submit their ICE application? Doesn't matter. No age difference. Just freaking go. Come on. Go get a job at ICE, $50,000 signing bonus, and then while you're out there, if you get a $50,000 signing bonus, we'd appreciate it if you supported LFA. Carry your phone with you and submit Rumble Rants. Here you go. As a matter of fact, if we get everybody right now going and get a job with ICE, get your $50,000 bonus, then kick down a portion of it to LFA to support our network. What do you guys think of that? What do you think? Ladies and gentlemen, then you've got the supporters that are on the email list, okay? Like the guy down the street that says, no kings. You know, he's sitting on the internet. The guy's like white and clammy and libtardish and sits on his computer and his phone all day long. And he's got this perception, okay, that, oh, we have to defund police. And Trump is a dictator. Like the guy that came out once in the past month, you know. I don't know why he came out. He's picking up some trash. And he's got a No Kings sign out in front of his house. He's surrounded by MAGA, which I can bring that up. I'm not going to attack him. But, I mean, I'd love to say, dude, you know what? Seriously, that sign and your clammy skin tells me you need to go get some fresh air. Stop with the No Kings thing. You got those people. So you got people in the inner city, especially the fat white chick that gets out there protesting for Black Lives Matter with George Soros signs. Those, yeah. She's on an email distribution list with an NGO that's out there organizing. We're organizing an effort to stop the oppression of really? We're organizing. People should not be held. It's no bond. The people don't have money for bond. They don't have money for eggs. You've got to let them go. Oh, you take Antifa, who just punched some guy because he's praying in the town square, right? And you want to let him get arrested, go through the turnstile, no bail, put it back on the streets, and commit crime. Now, let me ask you something, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you think that if there's no penalties for crime, I'm going to show you absolute proof that crime is not decreased. It's increased. Just through policy alone. The mere policy of having no bail, okay, and leniency on crime, crime goes through the roof. Right? There's no penalty for me committing crimes. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow? Right? There's no penalty for me stealing your stuff. I'm coming to get you. Therefore, crime is increased. And then you got the media, as Sean Hannity says, as he gets paid $30 million a year from the media. The media is saying the media. The guy, what a freaking idiot. Huh? Ainsley Earnhardt while you're on camera. She's, you know what? You know what she's doing. She's just getting a chunk of that $30 million a year he's getting.
Want.
By the way, I'm playing this because the Democrats waste no time at all. They're saying that this federal control of the D.C. police is Jeffrey Epstein's fault.
Want.
Chris, to be honest with you, I'm trying to hold my temper. I think there's an ongoing argument that he's having in his head with Black Lives Matter. There's an ongoing argument that he's having with the questions around criminal justice reform and police reform. It's interesting that he really doesn't really care about what's actually happening in D.C. on a certain level, because he's not trying to get at the underlying root causes. He's not looking at examples that of how to address rising crime rates that doesn't require a form of policing that leads to increased incarcerality and the like. Let's look at what's going on in Baltimore. Let's look at what's happening actually in places like Baltimore and Chicago, right? So part of what we have to do is to understand. And Oakland, we have to understand this, Chris, within the context of Donald Trump's racial politics and within the context of his effort to get Epstein off the front pages. I understand David's point. But when we try to treat this as a rational response, then we lose sight of the actual politics that's being played here. And he's actually.
Do you guys sense any lisping going on there? I'm seriously, my butt's starting to pucker. You know what I mean? Like, I got to put my. You guys said any? Sense any? Why do they have these freaking. These limpy, leftardish men. I'm getting angry, and I want simple things, simple. I mean, I'm detecting lisping.
Trying to give his base red meat to get them off of the Epstein story, and it's on the backs of citizens in Washington, D.C. He's going to undermine the democratic process in the district. And so I understand what David is trying to say, but we need to be clear about what Donald Trump is doing.
Monica Elba, Ken Delaney.
Do you guys want transgenders and homos determine whether or not your family lives or dies when they leave their house? Huh? Very lispy. Huh?
We need to protect Antifa. They have human rights like I do. I want to wear a penis on my forehead.
You know? Do we do clips anymore? About penises on foreheads. Can we do that? Can you guys modify it with some AI to have one of those little dangly ones, right? Can you do that? With AI, right? You want those people in charge, a lispy freaking fart-tard, you know, right? No, we want freaking men out in the streets wearing camouflage just standing there ready to freaking go. Or do you want this fruit-tard out there saying, please, can we all get along? Please. Please, can we get along, please? Let me call a social worker. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Mondami takes over New York City? Oh, my God. Can you imagine what New York City will be if he takes over? Some important person. How many of you did not see my interview last night? And it's going to be a good one coming up tonight. On the Pete Santilli Show right here on LFA, right? Counter coup, Lance Migliaccio. This guy, you don't know who Lance Migliaccio is. We're going to have some Italian food tonight, okay? Lance is coming on. The Big Mig. We're going to be talking about the counter coup with Lance tonight. Part of the counter coup is also truth tellers that have been persecuted. Black American woman. She's my Nubian princess. She's one of the most beautiful souls on planet Earth. Her name is Bevelyn Beatty Williams. I'm going to play this. She was on the show last night. It was an epic interview. If you guys missed that, it was so great, Pete, says Marianne. I want you guys to know that her documentary premieres tomorrow. It has been banned from the theaters. Banned from the theaters. We have to have viewing parties in the churches. We have to. Here's the trailer to her film.
When I was 21 years old, a woman told me
You need to surrender your life to Christ because there's nothing left but death for me.
We're out here raising funds for the girls, and this is just not for food and shelter, but this is also, too, for education, leadership.
I can give you this money, but really what matters is if these girls have Jesus in their heart. Jesus matters.
The governor of New York has announced the passage of new legislation allowing abortion up to the 9th month of pregnancy.
Let's do something about this.
You know what? Let's do something about it.
We at it again.
We at it again.
Let's go.
So stop and leave.
That's what you're gonna do.
Destroy.
Wow, Bevelyn. Your life, even up to this point, is incredible.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes?
Agent Teresa Wheeler, FBI.
The bail for both defendants is set at $30,000 each. Additionally, neither of you may leave the Southern District of Tennessee or the Southern District of New York without prior permission from this court.
What if the first choice? And this is not about justice. This is about shutting y'all down.
Yelling at the women, calling them murderers, and the baby killers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been quite the ride.
23 people were prosecuted.
Trial date is set for February 12th. I'll see you then, back in my court.
Ladies and gentlemen, that premieres tomorrow. Bevelyn has agreed to come on. I think I was her first major interview outside of Silk, actually. Well, we've been hanging out together. Silk, Bevelyn, for years. Bevelyn was out there. First time we came into contact with her, she's out there protesting, trying to save babies at a Planned Parenthood facility, preaching on the street corner. What a beautiful soul. She knows Black Lives Matter. She knows the crime in D.C. is terrible. I have proof that crime is terrible in D.C. because they will even stab a Black American woman like Bevelyn Beatty. She got stabbed in the streets of D.C. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And she was so powerful, she didn't back down. And she kept going. They couldn't have her out in the streets anymore. And they literally gave her a prison sentence. She was in prison. That documentary releases tomorrow. Diamond and Silk, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen. Drew Hernandez coming up. Now, I always tell you guys, and you think I don't see, that you don't do it, okay? I say, hey, Pete Santilli sent me over there at Drew Hernandez's show. And you guys don't do it. And it's like you can hide. Well, Pete's gone. Maybe he doesn't see that I'm just going to kind of squeeze one in. Now, click that thumbs up button right now for Drew. Hit the share button so we can push past this little freaking negative trickle algorithm Rumble's got going on. And tell Drew that Pete Santilli sent you. Do it right now. And everybody lives.